Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones,
transmitting
across America.
Turn it up.
Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, we're back. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room because I have a question. We'll do a Monday get to know. What's the weirdest item you keep by your bed? That's going to be the question. As always, I'll answer first since I'm the only one that knows the question to give you guessing. Time to think. Mine is probably a very silky, soft sleep mask for my eyes. We have curtain issues, and so light comes in, so I wear a real satin sleep mask over my eyes so I can sleep.
Oh.
Uh-huh. At first, it was uncomfortable because just wearing something on your head. And you would think it was my wife's, but no, it's me. We both wear something, but she can actually sleep with a little light. She's fine. But mine is definitely the silkier, the softer of the two.
Interesting.
So if you came, you'd see a retainer, you'd see a sleep mask, and have one of those chargers that you can lay your phone on, your AirPods on, and an Apple Watch. It's got three little hubs. Yeah. That's all on my bedside table there.
I bet that looks weird.
Just mostly the sleep mask and the retainer. But yes, Eddie.
Okay, so I have a little screwdriver. And I know it sounds weird. Why would you have a little screwdriver? But my four-year-old son, he locks all the doors in our house. He just likes to lock them and shut them.
That's funny.
And this little screwdriver is what I use to open them back up. But if you walked up to my nightstand and saw a little screwdriver, you'd be like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox?
I don't consider it weird. You guys may. It's a little Kama Sutra book.
A what?
Kama Sutra.
What is that?
No, don't. I can't believe. He's such an idiot. He's such an idiot.
Is that where you fold the paper?
Says, no, 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 no. That's origami.
Okay.
Eddie, look.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Lunchbox.
Eddie, look up.
You want me to look it up?
Look it up.
Don't look it up.
What do you mean? I mean it doesn't sound bad.
There's no way he calls it that.
Spell it for me, Lunch.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's so funny.
K-A-M-A-S-U.
Are you making up the spelling? Because I don't know how to spell it.
No.
Because it's funny if he knows how to spell it, then he knows he sees it.
I'm a suck. Yeah. Kama Sutra. Ancient Indian text. Oh. Oh. Okay. What? You use this?
No. So stupid.
I can send you a picture.
Okay. Nah, I'm good.
Of the book or?
Of the book.
Okay. Okay. Amy, what's the weirdest thing by your bed?
Well, I don't have a nightstand right now.
Oh, no. He took both of them? He didn't even leave yours?
That's not fair.
Oh, man. Oh. Picture Amy's like, plays just a mattress on the floor. That's it.
Terrible.
Laying alone.
No, Mattress Firm did hook me up with a bed frame.
No, good.
Oh, man.
So, but because I got a king, there's so much space, so I have stuff that lays over mm-hmm. on the side, and I've got like a book with my little... I got one of those reading lamps that clips on the book, and
those
then
are cool.
It's wind, you know, it's mm-hmm. wire, so you can move it around. And the light that's on it is the amber color, so it doesn't mess with my melatonin production or whatever that's supposed to do. So
you're gonna say the book lamp?
Yeah, but it's handy.
We weren't hating on it.
No, I think it's awesome. Need a butt. You don't need a butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's good, Amy.
We like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like it. All right, there you go. The fact that he spelled it so quickly.
Uh-huh. I know.
Uh-huh. Means he uses it a lot.
It means... Eddie goes, is that origami? Is that when you fold the paper?
I truly thought that's what it was.
Well, we're back. We're back, everybody. Hey, we're glad to be back. And now let's get into the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I had a coworker recently share their concerns for my hygiene. She told me I smell bad. That everywhere I go, people say I smell bad. The thing is, I know I smell bad. It's my biggest insecurity and I feel hurt. And I understand where they're coming from, but physically, I can't fix it. I've tried lots of deodorants. I wear perfume, but that smells too strong. I shower every day. What should I do? Signed, ashamed of my BO. Dang.
Wow.
I feel bad for her because she knows. It's not as if, and we've had this discussion before, where there's an employee that's not washing their butt or putting on deodorant. Like, they know. I mean, I think that's a doctor thing.
Yeah, it's a medical thing, right?
It could be the food you're eating. And again, I'm a doctor, but I'm of letters.
Right. Not
a doctor. But there's a lot of things, like fundamental things that you're doing that's not wrong, but it's just probably different than everybody else is doing. I hate that for you. That stinks that, well, that's...
Lunch.
No, Bobby did that on purpose.
No, I did it.
No way you did
it's unfortunate that it's had to come to this.
Yeah, it's like there's a pH level...
imbalance.
Situation happening.
Yeah, but even the coworker having to come up, and maybe the coworker was doing it because the other people nominated her to do it, and she was just. But I think the conversation is to that coworker: hey, thank you for sharing that. This is a medical problem. I'm really sorry. I've tried a lot of different things. So if I am really strong, if I come in smelling really strong of brute,
yeah,
it's because I'm trying to cover it up, and I'm going to the doctor, and then I think it's just trying to figure out what the problem is.
Can you do too much perfume?
Yeah.
I guess I used to work with a guy that had a lot of
Nobody here does too much. Sometimes Ray is very strong
because he uses Axe.
What is your situation?
Spice bomb.
Yeah, spice bomb.
Oh,
I mean, it's been such a good go-to. I've done it for years.
Do you do it every day?
Yeah, but it's just a mist. I'm not actually, you know, rocking it all over my neck and clothes. I'm walking just through just a small little spray.
But when you were younger. And you would go to the club, would you cologne up?
Yeah, that's when Axe was huge. And I mean, me and my buddy, we would just stand side by and we'd drill each other. I'd hit him, he'd hit me.
That's funny.
Amy, what do you say to ashamed of my BO?
Yeah, I feel for you. And I think that if you have access to seeking medical opinions and tips and tricks and all the things, it might be something. There might be something topical or a body wash that is going to be more inclined to help you out that is prescribed.
And if you get on Google, there's a lot of good information. There's a lot of bad information too, but there's a lot of stuff you can Google and like research. Mayo Clinic has a lot of stuff that you can read about and try to figure it out. We feel bad for you. Sorry you have to deal with this, but I think if you put some time and effort into it, you can fix it.
But yeah, too, you mentioned food. I mean, I have no idea if your body's having a reaction to something or where exactly the smells are coming from, but that's always a factor.
We know where the smells are coming from for certain folks here.
Sure.
Who?
You.
Where?
Your butt.
Bottom.
Oh.
Bottom half of you.
Yes.
Ew.
It's a constant line. All right. Thank you for that email. Good luck. Let us know what you decide to do or if we can help in any way. All right. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Eddie came on this show and said, hey, I have a confession. I'm going to go watch Counting Crows with somebody else. Timmy. And Amy, this kind of hurt my feelings. Why?
Oh, because y'all do Counting Crows together. It's your thing.
Forever.
We've done it many times.
It's like how we bonded initially. Music, Counting Crows. The last time they were here, Eddie and I went to the show.
It was amazing,
man. We do. We repeat like old live albums. Like we have little inside jokes. And all of a sudden he comes and goes, hey, I'm going to go with somebody else.
But no, that's not how I said it. It's out of my control, man. My wife has friends and they said, hey, we would like to go as a couple if you guys would like to come. And my wife already kind of committed to that.
Your story's getting a little softer since the last time you told it.
Yeah.
No, look, dude, sure. I felt bad. I'm cheating on you.
Right. And now I'm going to cheat on you.
Whoa.
And I already have it. And I figured out what I'm going to do to cheat on you. And I'm just letting you know, it ain't gonna feel good.
Cheating on me maliciously, and that's not how you. That's not nice.
It's revenge cheat. That's what happens.
That's like
you cheat, you get cheated on.
So when do you find out?
Eye for an eye.
I mean, I know what it is.
Right. So when do you share?
Well, I mean, I could share right now.
Yeah, let's
do it. But I think a better part of the cheating is to not tell them yet and make them wonder about
it. No, let's get it out of the way.
What if I just tell one person in that person's lunchbox?
Yeah. Let's go.
See, that's worse than just cheating on
it. Let's go. You gonna write it down?
No, don't tell him. Don't tell. Come on, dude. Tell me.
Yeah. Look,
Bones.
Write it down.
I cheated on you, and I came on the show and told you.
Hey.
Like, man to man, face to face. I cheated.
He's telling me man to man.
Lunchbox is back here standing behind me. Okay, hold on a second. My handwriting is pretty terrible.
I mean, what are you doing?
That says taking.
Yeah, I know what that says.
Ah! Hold on.
Taking. He's taking someone.
So far, can you read this?
Yeah, who are you taking?
Hold on. Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else.
Dallas Cowboys versus
hold on.
Oh.
There's.
I mean, Amy, my mind's going crazy right now.
Golf.
Oh my gosh, a golf trip with all the Dallas Cowboys.
No. Hey. Yeah. Cowboys.
Pearl Jam's going to be there too. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so far does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and here's.
Oh, more!
He's playing the Masters. Wait, this is only one event, right?
Don't worry about what's up.
You don't know what he's doing. Ah. Got it.
You're going to Hawaii.
Got it.
To play golf.
What is it?
Consider yourself cheated on.
You're going to Hawaii to play golf with the Dallas Cowboys and Pearl Jam.
That's the...
Oh, man.
The payback would be
and you're
going to
go deep sea fishing while you're out there.
Oh, gosh.
With everyone.
Eddie, I don't think you... Don't worry about it.
What do you mean? I'm not... Nothing to worry about?
No, nothing to worry about, man.
Okay. So it's not going to really hurt me?
I mean, I just don't want it to ruin your months and years ahead.
What do you mean?
So don't think about
years.
It.
Years.
Hey, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, years.
If you want to cheat... Let's cheat, baby.
This isn't my fault, dude. My wife, like, she made these plans.
That's not how you told the story initially. You didn't say it was out of my control.
Well, when your wife says, hey, we're going to do something, what do you say?
You also could have said, hey, why don't we invite Bobby and Caitlin?
I thought about that. Yeah. I thought about that, but then the people that invited us are going to be like, well, that's our plan.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'll be cheating on you soon, and it's going to be...
That's not good. That's not how you cheat.
Like, how soon are you going to cheat on him?
Next month.
When are you cheating on Bobby?
When is it? When's the show?
You don't even know. But let me say this. You can go to 10,000 shows. You can only do this once.
Once in a lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to Hawaii.
But that wouldn't be fun to me. I wouldn't want to go to Hawaii.
I'm just thinking about me.
Yeah. So we'll leave it there. One day, the only person that knows is Lunchbox. Ah! And I figured that would drive you the craziest if he knew.
You're going to crash my playa?
What?
No.
Hey, maybe
that's the pool party.
Hey, maybe he's invested in the chicken business.
No, what's that got to do with anything?
Don't worry about it, Eddie. I'll be cheating back.
I don't like this one bit.
Oh, there you go.
So you're gonna tell us after it happens, or
no? I'm just gonna let Eddie sit on it for a minute.
You're gonna tell me before it happens.
Yeah, because I want, or maybe not. Maybe I just post it doing it and have you be like, oh,
and he'll know.
Yeah,
it's like
that's terrible.
I know.
Yeah.
That's or
like
is it
finding out someone's cheating on you through like?
Well, you know
Instagram.
I'm cheating. You just don't know how. Dang. Hey, keep one eye open, buddy. Keep one eye
That's
open.
It's not fair, man.
It's gonna feel good.
It's not. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
And then we'll
this
be
is
even.
Not the way to
then
do
we
this.
Will be even. But I'll be cheating on you, and I can't wait.
Hey, man, this isn't how we take
all
care
right,
of this.
That's all we're gonna do. We're gonna move on with life right now. Move on to the next segment. But Lunchbox knows my secret.
That's even worse. Told this guy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a guy from Utah, and he wanted to go on this 45-mile-long West Coast trail, Vancouver Island. Wanted to hike it, been waiting forever, been saving his money. He finally gets up there, flies up. He's like, all right, let's go. Well, they lost all of his stuff. Lost his luggage. Lost his gear. You don't have luggage, you don't have gear. You can't really go walk the wilderness. And so he was like, I'm not going to be able to do this. And he had talked to other people in a Facebook group because they were all going to go up and meet and do it together. And he's like, I guess I will not be able to join you because they lost all my stuff. So all his buddies that he really didn't know, he'd only talked to them on Facebook, they went, no, we got you. So they, one, raised a bunch of money and then took like extra tents, backpacks. And so in the end, he had all their stuff and he got to go on the hike with them.
That's awesome.
They never said they found his stuff though. That's the crazy part.
Like he never got it back?
I didn't say anything about that. But like all these people that are up there hiking, like supplied them with sleeping bags, backpacks, tents, poles, money for the multi-hiking day trip. So they didn't know him. They didn't have to do that. I liked it. But where do bags go?
Like purgatory.
Huh?
Yeah, where do they go?
There's a bag like, purgatory?
Feels like it sometimes.
No, don't they? Like if you don't pick up your bag, at least
they lost it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Where could it go? And then if they find it in some faraway airport, they have a tracking number. So...
But then couldn't they, if you were like being shady and you saw a bag and you're like, I bet there's some cool stuff in that. Can you just like hide it somewhere? And after a while, when it's not found, just take it home?
Yeah, just toss it in the bushes, come back a couple days later.
I mean, bushes is interesting.
Didn't think about that.
As I was reading the story, I was like, whatever happened to the bag? You never updated it.
How do they lose the bags? Like,
dude, I don't know.
Listen, if you think about it the other way, how do they even get us our bags?
Well, that's a great question.
There's a code.
Fascinating.
I don't know how radio works.
Right.
No, it is fascinating. When you look at all those bags that are out there on the runway with all these carts and their plane switches.
I mean, I think about FedEx.
Yes,
UPS, and how they get it to a small town.
Yeah, and how do they get it to you in one night?
Right.
That is baffling.
It really is.
Like, how do they get it
How can you get to New York in one night?
No.
Yeah, that's really the question.
No. It's easier for a person to get to New York.
Because you're going direct.
You're going direct. A package you have to drop it off somewhere. They have to drive it to the airport, put it on a plane, get it in a car. You know, they have to transfer it from a little
You have to get out of your car, walk to the airport, get in the plane.
Go through security.
Right. Yes. Put your bag through the...
kind of the same concept.
But let's say I order something.
It's logistics.
How they get it...
Well, how it's cool is they have it so streamlined, it can go to that hub, and they have people going in and out so fast.
Yeah. Like, the people that come up with that, they're...
Yes.
I mean,
because it doesn't just leave the airport on the FedEx plane and go straight to your house. It has to go somewhere else, boom, and it's there at 8 a.m.
But you don't
mind.
You don't leave your bed and go right to New York. You leave your bed and go to your closet and get your clothes. You get your suitcase. You go to the car. You drive the car to the airport. The airport, you walk to your gate. It's the same thing.
And when you land, you don't go straight to the hotel. Like, you gotta
absolutely
give
different.
No, it is the same thing. If you were a package.
No, if I was a package, I could literally.
I was literally doing a story about a guy got all his gear back. But no, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's not. It's totally different. It's absolutely different. Absolutely different. Because I can go straight from my bedroom to the airport, and I'm in the next city.
You can't because you've got to make other stops to your car.
No.
Your car stopping at stoplight roads to turn it, take a left, and then straight.
When you get to the airport, you check the computer. What gate am I at?
No, you guys are so stupid.
Those are all the same things as like stops along the way.
No, you guys are so stupid. A red light is not the same thing as a package that I ordered offline going from wherever it is at Best
Buy. Offline or online?
It is the same.
It is not the same.
You're just not wrapped up.
No.
You're not in a box.
Oh, my God. You guys are so stupid. I cannot believe.
We're stupid.
I cannot believe you guys think
it's the exact same principle.
It is not the exact same principle.
Right. Wait, did I tell you about the thing I heard about Marconi?
Marconi or Marconi?
Marconi.
What is that?
Marconi.
Marconi.
What is that?
He's the inventor of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Marconi, yeah.
Okay, so... This is Lunchbox is making me think this is acting all like crazy. When apparently, I don't know if this is true, whenever he invented
Why does she always do this?
Here we go.
She leads every story with "Did I tell you about?" and then goes, "This could be a lie."
Well, I heard.
Go ahead.
That whenever he was like telling his friends, like, "Hey, I figured out how to, you know, send things through the air," like that,
like transmissions.
Yes. Or- his friends checked him into a mental institution because he's like, no, really, it works. Like, check this out.
I bet that was crazy.
Yeah.
And that, so it's like, Lunchbox just made
so you thought, because you thought Lunchbox was crazy right then.
Well, he thinks you're crazy.
And then we should check him in somewhere.
No, he thinks you're crazy for saying what you're saying and how it's working.
Yes,
and
you saying that a human getting on a plane is the same thing as ordering something off the internet.
No, I'm saying a human getting to
New York. And a package getting to you within 6 hours.
You said, how do I get a package overnight? And I said the same way you would get somewhere overnight.
Oh,
same thing.
I hate how stupid you guys are. It drives me nuts. It's going to give me a headache.
Okay, that we're going to wrap it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's award the Employee of the Month award. Now, we're in July now, but let's award it for June. We had a holiday there, so.
Woo!
You guys ready to name the champ?
Ready!
You got a chance to win some money? Only the three finalists will read their speeches.
All right.
So you get a chance to win cash or self-promotion or block someone from contention. The last Employee of the Month went to Amy. So, hey, now, Amy, good job.
Amy.
You're now, you know, maybe you'll repeat. Maybe you'll pass your crown over. All right, the finalists for Employee of the Month are, and I'll read your name and you read your speech.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, my goodness, guys. All right, here we go.
Are you already acting?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Congrats to Eddie on getting fit. What? Our next step is getting him off Bobby's...
What the...
Amy lost the bed, table, washer, and dryer in the divorce. If she wins this, he'll also take it, which would be much worse. Morgan had a sketchy Uber ride where she thought she was going bye-bye, and if you let her drive you, you're lucky not to die. Abby might need to try Love is Blind or Married at First Sight. Science ranked her last, which we all agree is right.
Thank you.
What's the point of that speech?
Thank you.
His speech is just making fun of people. And secondly, I think we have to bleep out the word of him, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't even rhyme wash and divorce or something.
No, it said divorce worse.
Oh, let him do it. What?
I said dryer in the divorce. If she wins this, he'll also take this, which would be much worse.
Divorce.
Divorce worse.
Just do the words, though.
Divorce worse.
Divorce. Your pattern wasn't exactly. It doesn't matter.
Hey, I just had to fit that in, man.
Yeah.
Because that was all stuff that happened in the last month.
Yeah, the two words that rhymed were?
Divorce and worse.
We also were told doesn't have to be like why you're supposed to win.
There's no rules on what the speech has to be.
Some of the stuff Lunchbox did to be in the finals. He washed his hands with yet another celebrity, Adam Duritz. He has a goal to wash more hands. He picked off and dropped off Richard Marx in one of the most awkward segments of all time.
That was great. Yeah.
He was exposed for not having his own phone bill.
Ooh.
I could not stop laughing for days when he confused Gumby with Gandhi, although I don't think that the credit should be given to him.
I brought it to the table.
Well, no. You just thought Gumby and Gandhi were the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we held against him. He made the call on switching the $20 tickets to $50 tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
And we lost all that money.
But it extended it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kept winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. I mean, it was great.
We didn't. Okay. Next up.
I mean, but was that not a good opening line to my speech, though?
No. That it really nailed wasn't. It.
Mm-hmm. Should I say it again?
No.
Next up. The next finalist is Abby. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Abby, read your speech.
Ray, hit it. Oceans apart. You know, need I say more? Need I say more?
What are you saying?
Richard Marx, an absolute legend, comes in to the studio. Sorry, I'm distracted.
What's happening?
Well, I mean, go ahead. He came in. That was your one thing.
Anyway, also, I came in close second in Easy Trivia. And I now have emotional damage from Scuba Steve's fit. So, yes, I should win for all of the above reasons. I got distracted by Richard Marx's voice.
Hey, can someone please help her with speech writing?
Listen, hear your worse?
I mean, at least I got it out.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, she got two words out and was like, she puked all over herself.
Got distracted.
Abby.
I'm trying to talk
single-handedly landed Richard Marx in the studio.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was really cool. It had been a great interview and performance. She also told us about her worst day at work where she had to call the cops because she thought the guy was going to kill someone here in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Which was crazy.
Good one.
She won in blind karaoke best line dancing. She's been a big help behind the scenes. And I tell you, that symmetrical face segment was tough.
She took it like a champ.
She took it like a champ.
Yes.
I didn't like that segment, Abby. But thank you. Congratulations on making the finals.
Thank you. Woo.
Okay, thank you. Yes. And finally, the last person. Amy, you're on the finals. Let's go. Can you repeat as champion? Give us your speech.
I follow the rules. Okay. I'm the most recent recipient of Employee of the Month for the show, so I'm okay with someone else giving this recognition a go. However, we have to make speeches on why we should win, so I guess I'll have to dig from within. Maybe I sum things up with the creation of Amy all the time. That way I can be done with this rhyme.
But you didn't create Amy all the time. I did.
Nice.
And then I just sang Amy. I created even the Amy on.
And because you were sick, too.
But wow. But
you missed like half a month.
But
out a lot.
I don't know. Yeah,
That's kind of weird.
She kind of took herself down.
I know, because this is the part that makes me so uncomfortable.
You don't want to win?
This part.
Did you say you were removing yourself in the speech from it? Amy removed herself.
No, I said, I'm okay.
Eddie, you're now a finalist, Eddie. Eddie, you're now a finalist. Eddie, read your speech.
What's funny, Amy brought this up. Bobby and Amy went down with a sickness. And someone had to carry the show, and that was me, pretty much. So I sacrificed my presence on the show, too, by letting Amy win Easy Trivia. I fed the crew the best smoked chicken in the world, and I introduced you guys to one of the greatest films in movie history, Rope. Thank you guys for considering me for this award.
So, Eddie, I just did that to be funny. You weren't in it. You actually were held back.
You made me read all
because
this?
Because you made us watch Rope, and you admitted to cheating on me both, and that was what kept you out of this one.
Ooh.
So you just wasted all my time.
Well, she backed out. And you were just sitting there, so I just went to you.
You brought my hopes up.
And Amy, and you made the finals, but you didn't win. You did not win.
Well, I didn't even make the finals.
Well, a couple things. You did win Easy Trivia. Came back from massive behind.
You heard from
me. You've opened up a lot, and there's been a lot of laughs because you have been sharing pretty vulnerably about the divorce. And, like, he took a fork, and then he took a spoon, and then all of a sudden you're eating your fingers. You know,
yeah, it's tough. Lunchbox brought the greatest game in show history.
But you did miss a month for getting sick, but I can't penalize you for that.
That's true. 2 days.
It just happens.
Yeah. Okay, so it's either going to be Abby or Lunchbox is our winner. And, again, you can spin the wheel. You can eliminate somebody, whatever you want. The winner of Employee of the Month. Here on the Bobby Bones Show.
It has to be between these two. Oh.
What a war.
I mean, I like it for them because I... But
they're both deserving of being up for the
They month. Are. That's what I'm saying. But like...
The winner is!
Lunchbox is just... Oh, gosh.
Abby! Abby, what a month for you. You are the winner of Employee of the Month.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to everybody out there?
All the haters and doubters, a.k.a. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
I mean, if you really think you deserve Employee of the Month, it's
I do this month, actually.
That's true.
Abby, do you want to spin
the wheel? Do you want self-promotion or do you want to block someone from contention for three months?
That block is looking
for
a little...
3 months.
That's sounding... 3 months. I'm just kidding. I can't do that again. That was mean. I've already done it.
4 months.
Four months.
Do it, Abby.
Rest of the year?
Abby, do it.
He's negotiating the prize. Yeah. Abby, what are you going to do? You got 3 months block, you got self-promotion, or the wheel of cash.
I can't block. I can't do that. And I feel like the wheel's going to be like a dollar. I'll just do promotion.
Okay, then you can do it now or you can save it for when you have a show or something.
Yeah, I'll save it.
You want to save your promotion until you have a gig or something?
More forward it to something else.
Abby will punt. Let's see what you would have got on the money. Let's spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
It's going to be 100 now that I didn't pick it.
Abby, you would have got $20.
Oh, dang.
Abby, you're the Employee of the Month self-promotion. You'll get whenever you want it.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Lunchbox wanted to talk to us about saving money. He wants to help our listeners save money.
Okay.
So it's a save money hack with LB. What do you have over there?
Guys, I was doing some research, and there's a policy at Target. If you have clothes that are Target brand, adult, kid, whatever, like the kid brand is Cat and Jack, you can wear it for 364 days and take it back, and you get your money back. You have 1 year to return it.
Really?
My kids have been wearing shoes since January. Guess what I just did? I took it back. They had clothes. They had pants that have holes in the knee. They've been wearing for 8 months. Guess what I just did? Took it back.
But that's the reason is that they don't want you to wear it for 364 and bring it back. They're saying you have basically if you don't wear it.
No, they are saying worn, stained, you outgrow it, what? You can bring it back.
Bones, yeah, explain this to me. Why would they want to do that?
I don't know.
They're banking on most people not bringing it back, but people being like, oh, if I could bring this back if I need to, but then they end up buying and they never bring it back.
But can you get a bigger size?
You can get a bigger size. They're supposed to give you store credit. These people gave me straight back to the credit card.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I got a 100% refund. I brought 4 bags of clothes into that sucker. Boom, right on the counter, said, is this real? I took it back.
And you got a refund.
And this isn't shady?
This is not shady. I am talking.
Is it not shady? Like you go to, like they would always say, you take anything back to Nordstrom, they take it back. So you take an old car tire back and they'd be like, we'll give you. But it's kind of shady because you're getting one over on the system.
Right.
No, I don't think it's shady at all. I am telling you, these pants have been worn. They got holes in the knee. They have stains on their shirts because they're kids. And when they eat, they're messy.
We have a clip.
And this is me. What did I do, guys?
Took it back. All right, go.
You're going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I saw a video on the internet. And the internet doesn't lie, right?
It does sometimes.
Oh, it does. Okay. But there was a video that said if you have Cap'n Jack and it's less than a year old, you can bring it back for a store credit.
So some of these don't have tags?
No, they were just, they should all be the same. If it came off, it came, I don't know.
Did you come up here for the cat and jack thing?
Yeah.
That's him.
Okay.
Because I saw a video on the internet and I was like, is that real?
Yes, as long as you have proof of purchase.
Got proof of purchase. I just thought it was crazy. I was like, there's no way TikTok, you can blame TikTok for this, just so you know, because TikTok told me. I was like, there's no way this is real. And it's really real. Man, so I got $200 back. Woohoo! Great day.
But how'd you have your receipt?
On the app. If you pay credit card, it goes straight to an app. Guys, you get free clothes the rest of your life.
Yeah,
this is unbelievable.
Is it just Cat in the Hat or is it?
It's just Target brand clothing.
Cat and Jack.
Cat
and Jack is the kid brand, but they have adult Target brand also.
What?
Yeah.
And you can wear Target clothes all year and then take it back.
I've never heard about it for adults, but I have returned some.
Like housewares? They have Target brand housewares. You can take it back.
Really? What? Like plates and stuff?
This is the... Guys, you can shop for free for the rest of your life.
I don't think this is true. I don't think what he's saying is actually accurate.
It's not accurate. I don't think that this part is accurate.
I knew we shouldn't have done a financial segment on Lunchbox.
But dude, you heard the clip, though. I mean, it worked.
For Cat and Jack, it sounds like. And no, even then, it feels shady if you're wearing them for 9 months and taking it back.
Right, you know? If you're...
My kids had shoes. Dude, we got brand new shoes. Because guess what we did with the old ones? We took it back.
If you have your purchase history on the app, a receipt from your purchase, I mean it.
This is crazy.
If you pay with 90-day return period, if your clothing is from a Target brand, you have 365 to make the return. But it doesn't say you can wear it. They don't want you to go and wear it for 364 and bring it back.
Right.
Mostly it's if you decide.
If they get a premature hole.
No, they say they guarantee it for 1 year. If they outgrow it, it stains, it fades.
They can guarantee your kids' growth.
That is, dude. My wife was so mad that we wasted almost 5 years not knowing about this.
So what do you do now, starting today?
Take it back.
No. Like, how does your plan change now?
So now I only shop there, get the clothes, wear them. Hey, guess what? We're bringing it back. See you in a couple months.
So you mark it on the calendar, like, need to...
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to mark, you just mark it a year, but you can take them back in 6 months. Need a wardrobe change? Get a whole new wardrobe. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to America.
I mean, I'm excited.
It just can't be this easy.
It is. I'm telling you, my kid's shoes had holes in them.
No,
you said that 5 times.
I hear you. I guess.
And this dude had to sit there and type in every little, like he had to look at the little tag on the, you know, like a side or whatever, and it has an item number, and he had to type them all in. I could tell he was super annoyed with me, but guess what? Store policy. I brought it back.
So I guess here's my thing. I think the intent was not to abuse the system like this.
Right.
I think probably this falls within the rules, the loopholes, but I think this is a bit of abuse of the system, but not illegal.
I don't think it's abuse of the system.
Yeah, I think that they have to account for a few people like this, but overall, they just want to seem like, we care about you, the customer. We're easy breezy.
Here's what it is. If you're not satisfied with any Target-owned brand items, you can make an exchange or get a refund within 1 year.
Right.
Yeah. So are you saying you weren't satisfied?
Wasn't satisfied. Guess what? Got a hole in it. Got a stain. Outgrew them.
Stains.
The shoes wore out. Guess what I did?
Brought it back.
He messed up his own line there.
I took it back.
My official statement on this is, I think you're abusing the system. Mm-hmm. I don't think you did anything illegal. I think they have this in case you're right. You're not satisfied. Dude, but I feel like you're very satisfied.
I got over $200 back.
You. Yeah.
This is great, dude.
I for sure have Cat and Jack.
Exactly!
Like, for sure, at the
and
house.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to take it back.
Oh, yeah.
Amy, I'm going to take it back.
But 364, you've had it for...
You have to ask my wife.
Are you satisfied with it?
No. Right? What do I tell them when I get their lunch?
Man, not satisfied. I got to take it back.
It's awesome.
I'm going to play the song, but I just want you guys to know I'm not signing up for this.
Okay.
I don't love it. My daughter, bad influence. Cannot hear this segment. She will do this.
She'll do what?
Take it back.
She's going to... This will be her new thing.
I know. I have to go. Thank you, guys.
Well, you got to go.
Lunchbox, thank you.
I got to go to Target, man. Yeah.
Here's a voicemail we got over the weekend.
I'm wondering if anybody's going to tell Eddie that I'm pretty for sure selling food is illegal without a food permit in Davidson County. Just thought I'd help him out.
What do you mean?
I never thought about you doing something illegal when you're selling all this food.
Oof.
What do you mean?
You're smoking chickens and you're selling them publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a permit?
No.
I just assumed you had a permit and you went to the city.
No permit.
Wow.
I didn't assume that. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't even think about the health department.
I didn't think about it.
You have to
I bought chickens and I put them in the smoker and I sold them.
Oh.
And they're all health.
I would turn yourself in or I'm going to citizen's arrest
you. What do
you
mean? I got to go to the police station?
Yeah. If you don't go turn yourself in, I'm going to do a citizen's arrest.
Are you going to report your income?
Yeah, of course. Lunchbox, show me how to do that later.
I will.
All right, thanks.
Here, I got you a permit. Mobile food vendor pilot program, food truck permit. What do you need?
Okay.
He just needs a license, like a way to
2022 Food Freedom Act here changed the cottage food laws, allowing homemade non-TCS food products to be produced at a private residence and sold within the state without a license or permit.
Let's go!
He's back in business.
Come on, just like that.
Oh.
Hey, whatever you just read, print that out for me, will you?
I put my handcuffs away. I will not arrest you.
Thank you, man.
You're selling chickens like crazy.
Come on.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's a good conversation we need to have.
Yeah, and then we sealed the deal. We're good. We're good to sell.
What do you mean, sealed the deal?
Well, I mean, like, we got scared for a second. Now we're good.
Now we're back. Yeah. Okay, good.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, so here's a question for you. 10 years from now, do you think we'll still be better than AI at anything?
Yeah, I do, because we'll teach AI to teach us things.
Ah.
So then we get smarter.
We'll go next level.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think the thing that will eventually equalize is just unplugging it.
Yeah, shut it down.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What AI gets a little too smart. Pull the plug.
See ya.
What are they going to do? Got no power.
There is a list of things that was put out that says, hey, AI cannot be better than us at this stuff.
Well, here's the thing. The honest thing is AI only does what we teach it to do, right? Art, creating, and AI will be able to create, but it's only creating based on the creations that we have done, right? The human brain's able to create, see new things that it hasn't before. AI can only create things based on it, things it has been taught for now until it takes over like Terminator. But yes, the creation part, art, is going to be difficult for AI to overtake. Compete, yes. Overtake, no.
Top 5 things. Cooking. Making complex ethical decisions.
Cooking. That's going to be the easiest
thing. I think they're going to nail cooking.
Yeah.
Heck, no, because they can't cook if I do. No, they can't taste.
Doesn't matter.
Morgan. She had COVID for like 3 years. She's doing just fine.
Good point.
Smell or anything else. What?
Okay. Being a therapist.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine too. Like, say your stuff. A therapist is trained. I'm probably a better therapist.
Oh, yeah, this is right, the list Amy. Of things that well, they're not going to be better
they've
than
They've already said
that.
AIs are better judges than judges. By putting all of the information from cases into an AI, looking at the data, taking the analytics of the situation, and the AI judge has been more right than the judge who's able to use feelings. We're screwed.
Okay.
The more we go on, the sadder I get with the story.
Providing emotional companionship.
Yeah, see that one, we got that.
Do we?
Yes.
Because we know how to pivot, you know? We know how to she's not liking that, so let's shift here.
Sounds very personal, familiar.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Having a friend to lean on, like you can go to your friend or your significant other and they're there. Like AI can't meet you where you're at.
I bet it will be able to. Mm. I thought I'd never get married until I met my wife, that eventually I would just marry AI.
Like that movie, Her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the final thing, the number one thing, caring for kids and the elderly.
Probably better at that.
Yeah, that'd be good. At
what?
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll buy an AI for that.
Mm. Have you ever gotten menu anxiety?
I look at the menu a lot of places before I go, especially...
You do online?
Here's the situation. If I'm going somewhere where I know my focus doesn't need to be spent on that menu, like if it's a work meeting, if it's some sort of interview, something where I'm there other than just to eat, I will look so I'm not spending a lot of my mental space going, okay, what do I want? What can I eat? What am I going to get on me? So, yes, I will look if that's the case. If I'm going to hang out with friends, I like to experience the menu there. I like to take it all in, talk about it. But I don't really get menu anxiety, but I think I would if I didn't do some pre-menu work.
That's a smart tip to pre-menu work if you're going to a work dinner.
Just because I only have so much.
And then you show up capacity. And you look like, hey, I know how to make decisions. I know what
quickly.
I want.
Yeah, but I don't ever tell them I've already studied the menu. I just go like, yeah, let me take a look at the menu. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a braised short rib, and I'm going to take a side of broccolini and... Do the glass dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, dirty glass.
And they're like, what does that mean? No idea. Just make it happen. Clap.
Well, if you do get menu anxiety, which a lot of people apparently do, the top tactic is to just speak up about it and say, hey, if the server comes to you, I'm not ready yet. Can you hit everybody else up and come to me last? And then that'll give you more time. And the top things we're thinking about when we're looking at a menu, taste, price, and how long it's going to take to make it.
Yeah, that's called eating dinner. That's called eating out at a restaurant.
Yeah. I'm price first, though.
Yeah,
like I'm going to go under $20. Okay, that's my menu.
My wife gets really annoyed at me because when I have figured out what I want, I've just declared everybody knows what they want.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And so, also, when you're done eating, everybody else is done eating.
So I get the menu. Let's say I haven't looked it up. We're going out to eat with friends. I look at it, and the server comes over and is like, all right, you guys know what you want? Yeah, we sure do. My wife's like, you got a mouse in your pocket? We don't. None of us do. That's what I say. Well, then I'll go first, and I'll just talk slow.
Give you time to decide.
Yeah, so then I do. Well, I would like to start with the French onion soup. And then the server's like, oh, my God, we're doing a bit. Everybody does get ready. And then I always like the check to come out before we're really done. I like to ask for it or leave the card there. Because on my last bite, I like to be out the door. Not like hanging around for me. We've hung out. There's no need to keep hanging. So it's like swallow out the door we go. I don't want to wait for the check. But yes, go ahead.
I have the top 5 country songs that are turning 20 this year.
Okay.
And at 5, Dierks Bentley, What Was I Thinking?
What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past.
The Chicks at 4 with Traveling Soldier.
I cried, never gonna hold
a hand. I don't know. The 20 thing doesn't make me feel that old. If you said 40... songs that are 40 or 30, but 20, I don't even really have a, I don't even have a place where I was.
Oh, really? I do. I go back. I was a senior in college.
Well, I mean, I could put where I was by doing the math. I'm just saying, like 20 years, I guess, I hear Traveling Soldier by Dixie Chicks. I don't really go, oh, yeah. That song wasn't that big to me because that was like the backside of the Dixie Chicks, right?
Yeah, towards the end.
99 was more of a early 2000s.
Maybe. Cool. Okay, what else?
Okay, Brooks and Dunn, Red Dirt Road. No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problems, Kenny Chesney.
See, this feels newish. Not new, but later than what I would consider like 90s to early 2000s country. Sounds like it is that, but it doesn't feel like old or anything. What else?
The number one goes to Martina McBride. This one's for the girls.
Well, if they were single and so were Lunchbox, he could date them. They're 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Those songs you could be hooking up with.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I do have an honorable.
That's how we get it to him. That's how we make him feel it.
I do have an honorable mention because I'm a Texas girl, and it's Pat Green, Wave on Wave.
Okay, I know where I was with this song. This is the only song where I feel like, oh, I remember exactly where I was. It was in Austin. It was in Austin for sure. And I remember because Pat Green was there, but it was being played on
KVET.
On national stations. Pat Green was basically Texas country.
He was always
But I remember
Texas,
this song was like taken off on like national country radio. And we played it. We were on a pop station, but we were always told we were too country to be pop. And then we were told we were too pop to be country. But I remember playing this. Wave on Wave on the pop station. Yeah, this one that hits me a little bit. Yeah. Right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Bobby Bostic has spent over two decades in prison. He served for a series of armed robberies when he was a teenager. But when he was in prison, he got his associate's degree, and he was an author. He wrote books on how to be a better person, how not to get stuck in bad situations, stuff like that. And now, 7 months ago, he just got released from prison, and he started a charity called Dear Mama in honor of his mom, kind of like the Tupac song. And all he does is he collects goods for kids, like toys, books, whatever, and then he donates them to people that need stuff like that. So he, in prison, he helped himself. When he got out of prison, now he's doing a charity, doing good things. It's pretty awesome.
Helping others. That's awesome. That is. That's it. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail we got from James.
Morning, Bobby. Morning, studio. We have an update on, I think it's Amy's sister. Her and her husband have this, their home improvement show. Are they coming to work on Amy's house? How's that going? Anyway, love your show. You're an awesome family team.
Thanks, James. Yeah, Amy's sister has a show called Building Roots.
Yeah, and I don't know what I can say about that.
Okay.
I'll tell you what you can say. It ain't very good.
Oh, not the show.
Oh.
She means about her sister.
Oh, yeah.
And her being on that show.
Yeah. So
got it.
Season two is being filmed right now. I think they did a reveal yesterday somewhere.
Well, and you say it's not very good only because they didn't put you on it.
Because I was told I was going to be the A story for a
episode. I don't think you were told that. I think you...
No, they told me.
Okay.
Told me A story and that Amy would be the B story because Amy's project wasn't very big. And so I didn't fix holes in my roof for 6-7 months.
That's your choice.
Yeah, no, they're not home repair people. They
but
build.
They're going to renovate your house, so they're going to do something to your house. So they're going to, I mean, yeah. While they're there, they might as well fix the roof, too.
While they're there.
And then they ended up just ghosting me and never heard back from them after they strung me along. They kept putting little breadcrumbs, and then all of a sudden they dried up.
But then do you recall Lunchbox ran into my sister a couple, like 2 months ago, and he was basically begging to be considered for...
No, I didn't beg. I just said, look, if you want me to give your show another shot, you know, for... I want to come to my house.
It got renewed for a second season, even though you told everybody not to watch it. So I don't think your opinion is really...
Yeah, I would definitely not watch season two, though. This is definitely a...
This is the worst?
Yeah, this is the worst season yet, for sure.
Thank you for asking that question, but you can say nothing yet. And I don't think Amy's is so much about a project as it is... She's her sister. It's family. Like, you feed your family.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... never mind.
Don't say anything else. Okay, moving on. Here is Weston from College Station who left a voicemail.
Y'all are talking about Lunchbox going on Survivor. I think this is what Amy's cousin was predicting. Somebody's leaving the show. It's Lunchbox. He's going on Survivor. That's got to be it.
What the conversation was here was I told Lunchbox if he wants to go on apply for Survivor and he gets it, he can go do the show. I haven't cleared that with anybody, but I'm just saying you can do it. And so, but he's not doing it. He hasn't done it. And I don't know they're even casting right now. So I don't know that that's it. But that's what that conversation was. Go chase your dreams.
I'm going to.
No time better than today to chase your dreams.
Yeah. You know when the best time to apply was?
What?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
But I don't know if they were allowing applications yesterday.
You know when the best time before yesterday was? The day before yesterday.
That's not really the proverb. The proverb is, you know, the best time to plant a tree 20 years ago. You know, the second best time today.
So close.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, that's show biz, baby.
Show business,
that's
baby.
Show business. Okay, thank you.
But yeah, I'm going to be on there. But yeah,
I'm going to be on there.
And when they say leaving the show, I mean, I would only be gone for a couple weeks and then I'd be back.
That's not true, though. It's not a couple weeks, but it doesn't matter. Do you?
Thank you.
I love it. Chase your dream. Okay, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of hairstyle does the ocean like?
What kind of hairstyle does the ocean like?
Wavy.
Wavy, yes.
That was the morning corny.
I'm going to let you appeal, but Lunchbox can't play the Bobby feud because he got 3 red cards the last time we played. He just kept pushing it. And it was like, okay, yellow card, you've been warned. Red card, you're eliminated 1 game. And he just kept pushing it. So you can't play. We're about to play best reality show competition, top 10 answers on the board. You have 30 seconds to apply for reinstatement. Go.
Dear Commissioner, yes, I was discussing the game with you after the game was over, and maybe you were in a bad mood. Your alarm had gone off and kept you up at night. I wasn't arguing and getting mad. I was just asking you for clarification on some of the answers because I felt like, oh, man, I didn't understand the categories, and I was frustrated. It wasn't anything towards the game. I think I'm a great participant. It wasn't in malice intent. It was more about discussing the game and
thank you.
Having
thank you,
a creative you. Conversation.
Now, as the commissioner and the person heading the appeals, here's what I'm going to say. I do hear you, and I'm going to let this affect my decision.
Thank you.
So you have three red cards. I've been influenced by what you've said. You now just have two red cards.
What?
I'm going to limit it by one. I'm going to it back.
Then you can't do this category.
Yes, I can.
Me.
And the rule is you just can't keep pushing it because everyone knew that you kept pushing it. And if I set a bad example here and let you get away with just, you know, being ornery, then they get to do it too. So two red cards. I have lessened your punishment, but you are eliminated for this match.
This is insane.
Oh, here it goes again.
No, I'm not in the game.
Thank you. Yellow card, Lunchbox.
But I'm not in the game.
But
I'm asking you something.
But we're playing the game. The game starts now.
Can I ask you?
Maybe later. Okay, Abby, you're going to play, so come in Lunchbox's seat.
No, sit over there.
No, she's not sick.
Want her in my chair.
I need her there for camera.
Good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's other cameras.
Top 10 answers are on the board. Top 10 answers are the best reality competition show ever. You feel like you'd be good at this one, Lunchbox?
I would dominate this one. I would go 10 for 10. If I go 10 for 10, can I have no red cards?
I would do this game with you, and if you went 10 for 10, I would do it, but there had to be a bigger punishment if you didn't.
Uh-oh. Wheel of Death?
Oh, I like that.
Kicking the...
Shave both your eyebrows off? Okay.
Why not?
Abby, have a seat. Here we go. Abby is having a seat there. Lunchbox is leaving.
Abby, you know what you should put down for your guests?
No. Don't say anything. Okay, we're picking number 1 through 100. This is how we're going to pick our first, Amy.
4.
Abby, picking number 1 through 100?
7.
Eddie?
21.
21. It's 26. Why would you guys all pick so low? Eddie,
wow.
And Jay.
No,
Eddie.
Why?
Because they picked 4 and 7. You should have picked 8.
Yeah, I've never understood that game.
Leave the room. Okay. If you win, cash. You can pick the cash. You don't know how much it is. Or the mystery bag. And the mystery bag is this right here.
Oh.
What's in it?
Okay. I like it.
All right. Here we go. Let's play the few top 10 answers on the board. Name the greatest reality competition show ever. Eddie.
I mean, what would Lunchbox say? That's going to be my mind frame through all of this. Give me Survivor.
Show me Survivor. Number 1 answer. Give Eddie 1 point. Go ahead, Eddie. Next one.
What would Lunchbox say? He would say The Real World.
Show me Real World. Not a competition show.
Yeah, they get kicked off.
You don't win.
Would it be called something else, though, and he just didn't get it? Legit question.
That's not a competition show.
No, there's
show.
Real World Road Rules.
Hey, whoa, Amy, stop.
But that's
not
Real World.
It's real the world? People from Real World.
Yeah, and they get kicked off.
The Real World's not on there.
Okay.
Interesting.
For Lunchbox,
yellow card for arguing.
All right.
To do.
He's getting really mean now.
Amy.
Amazing Race.
Show me Amazing Race. Correct. 2 points.
American Idol.
Show me American Idol. Correct. 6 points.
The Voice.
Show me The Voice. Correct. 5 points.
Big Brother.
Show me Big Brother.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
4 points.
Okay. Well, now you're getting a little tricky.
We got the best reality competition shows of all time.
Okay. The Challenge.
Show me the challenge. Oh, that's what we're talking about?
Yes.
Real World. Show me the challenge. Number 10.
Real World Road Rules Challenge. Boom.
Yeah, that's the challenge. But I don't think that's the same show, is it? Is the challenge and the Real World Road Rules Challenge the same show? It is the same show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a new name.
It has a new name because there's no more road rules. And so they used to do only real world people versus road rules people. Now they're combined into one show.
Got it. Thank you. Our consultant here. Yeah. He's still consulting. Gotta love it.
I mean, he knows this so well.
Wipeout.
Show me.
Wipeout's good.
That's a good show. I mean, do you think it's the greatest of all time?
It's so good.
Show me Wipeout.
I'm kind of running out.
Amy, you got 16, 21. You have 27 points in the first round. Good one. Abby.
America's Got Talent.
Show me AGT.
Oh, good one.
What?
Oh, I don't know if really... Is Wheel of Fortune one?
Show me Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Now we're second round. Points are double. You got to have some double points here because there's only 3 answers left. We're looking for the greatest reality competition show ever. We have Survivor, Amazing Race, America's Got Talent, Big Brother, The Voice, American Idol, all off the board, and The Challenge. Reality competition shows, Eddie, points are double. Go ahead.
Bones, give me The Bachelor.
Show me The Bachelor.
Oh,
correct. The Bachelor, Bachelorette, that's number 9. You got yourself 18 points there.
Wow.
I'll go American Ninja.
Show me American Ninja Warrior.
Yes!
Number seven answer. You got yourself 14 points there.
Am I in the lead?
Eddie takes the lead.
All right, here we go. This is to seal the deal, dude. This is to win all the marbles.
Yeah.
Give me Snake in the Grass.
Show him Snake in the Grass.
Let's.
Okay. I didn't make this. Our listeners did.
Well, they should have picked that.
I agree.
Yeah, but I'm up.
Amy, you're up for double points. If you get this, you win.
Yeah, because, I mean, this also involves Bobby Dancing with the Stars.
Dang, I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid.
Thank you for that.
Show me Dancing with the Stars. And there it is. There's our winner, Amy. Wow. Now, Amy, here's what you can do.
Yeah.
You won 43 points. Big win. You can have the cash. You can have the mystery bag. Both are great options. Lunchbox still has one red card after this. Or you can just bring Lunchbox back as your prize.
Why would you do that?
Amy! Oh. Amy! You know how nice I've been to you over the years? Okay. Come on now.
Or, as your prize, you could actually give him another red card.
No.
Ooh, that's cool, Amy. Because
that would be your prize, too.
Bobby, that's a stupid prize.
Right. I'm going to forget Lunchbox. Okay. He's out of this. It's between the cash
and
the mystery bag.
Yep.
Well, Lunchbox, I could give you another red card.
He keeps talking.
I remember that, too.
What would you take, Lunchbox, the cash or the bag?
I'd take that cash.
Right. But, like, what? You've never done a bag.
Exactly.
I know.
It could be a bag of cash.
Oh.
I have a bag because I had to order some toothpaste from Walgreens. I'll be honest with you guys.
Oh.
And that's why the bag's up here, but I just.
Exactly.
What'd you put in the bag?
Exactly.
That's the question, Amy.
Mystery bag.
Isn't that bar you were already trying to give me?
Hmm. Oh, no. Not. We're trying to get rid of that.
He's
bar
like,
for a
anybody
while.
Want this bar?
It's true.
Amy?
Cash.
Okay. Amy has selected cash.
Let's go.
$5.
Hey, that's good,
there
Amy.
You go. Thank you, $5. Now, do you want to know what was in the mystery bag? I can tell you right now.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Open it up.
That
open it up.
I would have, first of all, I would have pulled out a bar. Except on the bar it says, I owe you $300.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
Let me see it.
I owe you $300. Sorry. Thank you very much.
That's terrible.
What?
Amy, that's terrible.
That's why I needed tape. When I said, hey, do you guys hear me say bring the tape in? I wrote a note on the bar.
You would have tricked us with the same bar you've been trying to get rid of for hours?
Well, I was still going to get rid of the bar.
Hold on. What? You would have really paid someone $300?
Come look at the piece of paper here.
Well, yeah, you could have just said, I owe you. That doesn't mean you can't.
Like on the back of the paper, it would say JK, JK.
No, look, here's the piece.
Redeemed with your mama's house, was it?
What does it say? Tape on it.
Yeah, it looks like a three.
Well, I don't write very well. What does that say, Lunchbox? You walk back in.
Oh my God, you lost $300. You lost $300!
Okay.
Amy, you should have disqualified him earlier.
Amy, there's no, like, joke on there.
And there was a
so
bar,
what's
that? And I
Let
thought
me
you
see.
Would see the, I thought whoever would see the
Let
bar in here and think that was it. That's why I needed the tape. All right, well.
Oh, that's I
told you the writing's not good. Yeah.
$300.
Oh, man.
Hey, keep your $5. I'll get you something nice. Get you half a Starbucks. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
And that's the Bobby Feud. There we go.
Okay.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's go talk to Lori in New Hampshire. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
It is all you, Lori. What would you like to say?
You went to New Hampshire. I just wanted to hear what your favorite part was about New Hampshire.
You know, I didn't think it was a place. Thought it was too idyllic to even exist and be true. And over the last week, we had some stuff we were doing at the house. We couldn't leave, but for a couple of days. And I was like, let's go to New Hampshire. Let's go to Maine. The two states I'd never been to. I didn't think New Hampshire was real. And we landed in it. And I was like, this is real. This is a simulation. This is a trick. Did the plane even move anywhere? And we got out and it was awesome. I mean, I'm going to tell you. And we can go through our vacation stuff in a second. But I wrote a little speech about it. Imagine I just discovered New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm back with you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before thee with tales of distant lands where the sun rises upon shores unknown to my eyes. Pray let me speak of New Hampshire and Maine, where hospitality flows like a mighty river. Though my feet hath not tread upon their soil, the whispers of fellow travelers paint a vivid portrait of their lands. From the humblest fisherman's hut to the grandest tavern, the people of New England ply their trade with skill and passion. And I'm telling you, the food, the lobster, the clams, the oysters plucked from the depths of the ocean grace the tables with abundant delight. It's the greatest food I ever had in my life. I beseech thee to cast aside thy doubts that New Hampshire is not a real land. Who even told you that? And embark on a journey into these lands. For in New Hampshire and Maine, thou shalt find the heart of America beating strong with the rhythm of camaraderie and the flavor of the sea. Godspeed, dear friends, to the lands where good people and savory treasures await thy arrival.
Wow.
Here, yes, here. Thank you. Thank you. I discovered new lands called New Hampshire and Maine. Well, and I'm going to tell you, I don't like seafood. Meaning, I grew up in Arkansas. We didn't really have seafood. We had food that was rumored to come from the ocean. And then we had catfish from the lake and the river. But I was never a seafood guy because we never had good seafood. That's why I don't like the beach. We never had a real beach. We'd go to the spillway and swim, but we never run the middle of a beach.
Different.
Yeah. We went to, first of all, to Portsmouth, New Hampshire is where we stayed.
Okay.
Founded in like the 1600s. There's a picture on my Instagram. I had some lobster bisque. It was so good. I wanted a bed made of it. I just wanted to sleep in it.
Wow.
And the lobster bisque that I really like is mostly from like Texas Roadhouse. And it's always real good there. It's good. I like it. But it was the tastiest I've ever had. So then we got on a train. I'd never been on a train. We had a train where I'm from, Mount Pine, Arkansas. The train takes the sawmill out of the saw out of the sawmill.
There aren't passengers on that train.
Nope.
Just
wood. Maybe.
That's it. Just 2x4s and sawdust.
Yeah.
I've been on a subway in New York, but I'm always lost. I'm going from like 4 blocks down and I'm with somebody. I've never been on like a public transportation train taking you city to city ever. And we were going to go up to Maine because I'd never been to Maine. We're going to Portland, Maine. And we were like, do we rent a car? Do we Uber? Because it was like an hour Uber ride. And the guy was like, no, just take the train. And I'm like, fair say what? A train, you say? We paid like $15. We sat on the train for an hour and got off in Portland. It was the craziest thing I've ever. And I know Bobby's a hillbilly again, hasn't done this. Yeah, I haven't. I've never done. The fact that we don't have public transportation, it was awesome. It wasn't like, and I've ridden the bus before, and sometimes I'm scared. It wasn't like that.
It's a little sketchy on the bus sometimes.
The train was amazing. And so we get there, we walk off the train station, go right into Portland, Maine. I have the best lobster roll. First of all, I thought a lobster roll was covered in, well, name it, Nerds, mayonnaise, I don't know, Laffy Taffys. No, it was just lobster. Is the greatest. I don't want to say meal because recency bias. I like seafood now.
Come on.
From Maine and New Hampshire only. I will only eat seafood in Maine and New Hampshire. We had the greatest 2 days. The food was so great. The people were so nice. I don't even know what to say about it except I was wrong for saying it didn't exist.
How was the weather?
It's real hot.
Oh. Okay.
And I thought a little bit we'd get a break.
Yeah, because
it was real hot here, but it was like their hottest days in the history of the world. Oh, so we really timed that wrong. But it was between the train. Again, guys, we just got on a train and went to another. They were like, you can also get on the train to go an hour south and go right to Boston and go hang out in Boston.
Crazy.
We only had a day, but I was like, wait a minute, $15? I get on this thing? That's it? They're like, yeah, idiot. And I'm like, don't call me idiot, okay? I'm new to this. It's unbelievable. I would go back tomorrow if I could. We had such a... Well, we had a great time anyway, just us two. But it was like no place I'd ever been before. The food was great. The people were nice. There was a train. There was a train.
A real train.
A real train.
Well, I guess you could go back in the fall.
Yeah, we might. We might. And I was always like, I'm not going to go do a show up there because nobody will come. I don't even care. I'll go do a show by myself just so I can eat some lobster roll. But again, coming from like the South, the deepish South, I guess I just never been exposed to good seafood. And it was like I went out in the water and opened my mouth and those lobsters swam right in it.
Wow.
That's what it felt like.
I mean, Chamber of Commerce or something of New Hampshire should hire you.
They should run that.
Because like thing. Now I want to go. Sold.
Oh, man, it was something else. I tell you this, and I want to get to everybody's vacation in a second, but I was surprising my wife with the trip. She had mentioned like 6 months or so ago that she would like to go up there too. And I'd never been there. Didn't even know if it was real. It was like a space exploration to me, you know, like discovered a new land. And so I was going to surprise her. I said, hey, we're going to go on a trip. I'm telling you where we're going. And so I was going to give her a couple clues. And I sent her a picture of the hotel that we were staying in because it's like a different kind of looking hotel and right on the water in New Hampshire. And so I sent her this picture, forgetting that she knows exactly what to do. She's super smart. And she goes, oh, we're going to New Hampshire and staying there. And I was like, well, how did you get that by the picture? She goes, I just put a reverse image on Google. And it just tell me what the picture was from.
Smart.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her not to do it. So she figured it out and then we went. But it was real. We had a really great time.
And it was real.
Guys, I know you don't believe me.
It was real.
It's like I came back from space right now and I hung out with some aliens and Mars and stuff. No, it's real. New Hampshire's real. And it's amazing. In Portland, Maine. Amazing. So we'll do more vacation, but I wanted to take Lori's call. Lori, how do you feel about my description of your fair land?
I think it is spot on, right on the money. I am so glad you had a great time and that you got to experience great food.
Where do you live in New Hampshire?
So I lived in a small town called Brookfield, which is right outside of Wolfboro.
Ever heard of Portsmouth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I grew up in a little town called New Market, which is right outside of Portsmouth. We used to go to Portsmouth all the time.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening. And hopefully one day when I'm back up in my new third home, fourth home, New Hampshire, wow. I'll see you. All right?
Thank you.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye, Lori. Be honest. Were you guys looking forward to coming back to work today?
Yeah.
I was.
I couldn't wait. I was like, kid on Christmas. I love it. I love this place. I love being here. I love doing this job. I love our listeners. I just love it. And I was just like, let's go. I couldn't wait. Woke up this morning like this. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Like, that's how I feel about it. So that's me. I'm a 10. You were a...
Yeah, I'm up here in 10. Missed y'all.
I don't care about you guys. I just like the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it because I saw you... All right, but Amy, you're at my house.
Well, I miss what we do.
We talk, yeah. But I mean, mine's a 5 because like I want to retire so bad, and I love being off. But being home with 4 kids is a lot.
So like 10, 9, 5. What are you lunchbox?
2.
Okay,
2. Yeah,
you just did not want to come back at all.
Well, no, there was a little bit of me like this is just stupid. But then I was like,
what was stupid? What?
Vacation.
Oh, got it.
Hmm.
But then at the same time, I'm like.
You want to go back to work?
Anything beats work.
He also, and we'll It doesn't, though. He also had a rough vacation. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I mean.
But also, you don't like coming to work anyway, really?
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, there's, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, what a beautiful
I'm
day.
I'm not either I'm about like, waking up.
Oh, my
up.
Gosh. We got to go.
You got to do what?
Got to go stress, man.
Okay.
Our job is not stressful.
Stress, man.
So Arkansas Keith, my stepdad worked at a sawmill his whole life. Your dad, contractor?
Yeah, he repaired and remodeled houses.
Right.
CNC repair and remodeling.
Shout out.
But I'm saying you could be doing that.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd like that better than this?
No. Well, I mean, he was his own boss and just, you know, made his own hours.
You were going to say chilled.
He chilled when he wanted to. He worked when he wanted to.
Would you rather do that or this?
I'll probably this.
Is it close?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
I mean, because he tried to teach me, you know, when I was a kid.
I was going
to
say, can he repair anything?
And I was like, man, Dad, I don't need to know that crap.
You mean Lunchbox?
And
or
so,
Lunchbox's dad?
Oh, my dad can, well, I mean, he'll build you a house.
I know Lunchbox's dad is very skilled and talented.
Right.
Well, he used to frame houses, and then when we were born, he fell off one of the houses, and he's like, I got to do something different.
Oh, no.
Remember when he was Santa Claus and got in trouble?
No, he wasn't Santa Claus, but there was a Santa Claus with his exact same name that was accused of touching kids.
Oh.
And the news called our house and said, hey, Is this
Santa there?
And he goes, this is him. He goes,
oh.
He goes, are you still planning on being Santa again this year? And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, with the accusations coming out. And we're like, huh? And then you turn on the 5 o'clock news and there's my dad's name.
But not your dad's
but
name.
But not my dad. Right, some other guy.
Well, I'm glad we're back, everybody.
Yeah, man, that was a bad one.
That was
one.
A tough one, yeah. Time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
This one's tough. A guy on a flight noticed, as he's flying, there was a weird smell. It wasn't even like somebody passing gas on a flight. Because that happens too, because people feel the freedom to do that because you can't really trace it on a flight.
That's why I do it.
Yeah. So he's like, man, something is not right. He's like smelling his bat, nothing. So what happened was, it turned out a previous passenger had some sort of medical episode, like some sort of hemorrhage, and there was all this blood under his seat.
Oh, my.
What?
And a cleaning crew forgot to clean it up. They did not see it.
No.
They were on, it was a big, like, Boeing 777. It was just like a normal plane. And so then he's like, I think something ain't right, and they found it, and then the flight attendant gave him wet wipes. I was like, here you go, you can clean that up.
What? What? The blood?
The hemorrhage was so bad, it was human blood mixed with poop.
No.
It was on a flight to Boston. The passenger had survived. The captain of the flight had requested the area be cleaned. So it was all there, and they just forgot to do it.
Ugh. Wait, a hemorrhage is a hemorrhoid?
I don't know.
No. It's like if you have a brain hemorrhage. I'm going to say it's like an explosion in the brain. So it could be a hemorrhage somewhere. Just imagine an explosion.
Okay.
In your body, blood, apparently poop. So it had to be like down there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's from CNN, but that's what the smell was. And if I, like, I'm a doctor of letters. So when I say an explosion, that was me just trying to even make it simple for me. A hemorrhage is if a blood vessel ruptures, and rupture to me is more than just like it's busted. Rupture is like, it's when there's a bunch of blood that is escaping from a ruptured vessel, an explosion for us.
Okay.
For me.
Okay. Well, what does he get? Like free flights for?
I don't think he gets crap.
Oh.
He did get crap with blood, but I don't think he gets.
Oh.
Yeah. Next up, more chaos in the skies from Daily Mail. A drunk passenger on a flight to the Caribbean smashed a bottle and stabbed another passenger with it.
What?
That's
intense.
This
is like 1950s bar brawl.
Yeah.
Passengers on a British Airways flight to the Caribbean who witnessed a man smash a wine bottle and stab a fellow passenger have slammed the airline for providing him with unlimited alcohol and failing to intervene when he harassed women on board. Shaken onlookers claimed a large group of men spent hours loudly partying with an endless supply of alcohol. Shocking footage shows the moment that the brawl broke out and, I mean, that's what they do in those bar fights.
Break the bottle.
And then go stabby.
Come on.
From the Daily Mail. And this is not in my pile, but I was going to bring it up in case you guys saw it. The woman who said she saw the lizard man on the flight?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't watch the video.
Did you see it written about?
Yeah.
So she's on a flight, and she's yelling the whole way up. He's not human. He's a lizard. Lizard man. And they escort her off the flight. And the video went viral. And she's like, everybody, look. It's hilarious. The whole plane, because she's basically in the front. turns around and looks at this poor guy who's got to be like, I'm not really a lizard. Unless he really was a lizard man. But now there have been a lot of stories come out after that that some people are claiming maybe she had had something to drink. Some people are claiming.
Yeah, maybe. That, sounds like it.
Something else.
Yeah, so, but it was a really viral story. You should watch her. She's flipping out. And then okay. Carrot Top, the comedian, was on the flight talking about it too.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's funny.
She was like, lizard man. A couple celebrating their anniversary in Costa Rica, they were stranded with no money because what happened was Uber accidentally charged them $30,000 for a single ride. So it eventually got reversed, but they had no money for 4 days because it took 4 days to reverse it. So they're just in a foreign country with nothing.
Yeah, they probably maxed out your credit card, so you can't use that again.
Yep. She says her bank told her the charge was able to bypass security measures due to a travel notice she had placed on her card. Uber, when contacted, said she got to go to the bank. So the bank, it was a whole ordeal. So they were there for 3-4 days wow. with no money at all. That's from Boing Boing. My favorite site. Stalled ride strands passengers upside down for more than 4 hours.
Oh, the roller coaster.
Oh, no.
And the blood in your head.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I think you'd probably have to try to like take your arms and at least pull your head to be horizontal.
Yeah, and just think you get a trip to the amusement park, you're going to spend 1 day and you spend 4 hours on one ride. Oh, terrible.
But that's not the worst
part. No, that's not the worst part. It's hanging upside down when it's 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you want to get to ride the other rides.
No, that's not the worst part. The worst part is having to hang upside down for 4 hours and you're like,
yeah.
Because it's one of those, it's inside the loop of the upside down roller coaster and they're hanging upside down inside the loop.
That's so scary.
So there's a video. And the track malfunctioned. And I'm worried if the track malfunctions here, is it going to malfunction and let me go as well? And am I going to fall? Firefighters from multiple towns had to come in and rescue them. All the passengers were brought down safely. It was mechanical failure, of course. That ride had recently been inspected by the state of Wisconsin, but they were upside down for more than 4 hours.
Is that the same one where it looked like there was a crack?
Yes, did you see that one?
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Well, and it was only discovered because a dad was taking video. Yes. Yeah.
Same one?
There was a crack.
Not
on a
different one? Different. I didn't see this one.
There was a crack on a roller coaster beam, like a pole that holds it together, and a dad happened to be filming the ride, and he was...
I'm looking at it now. Oh, my God.
And he's watching his video back of the roller coaster. He's like, that looks like a crack.
North Carolina. That's a fracture.
The cart goes by and it like slowly stretches. Like it could totally break.
Yeah. And so he's the one that said, hey guys, I found this crack in your roller coaster. And so they closed it the next day.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
And I think one of his kids had ridden the ride like already 4 times that day when he noticed it.
You know, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. ask the guys to give me a line about their vacation. They're just so negative. I know yours wasn't negative.
Uh-uh.
So I just want to do the negative first.
Okay.
I thought mine was kind of positive.
And mine wasn't any positive.
Eddie's, yours sucked. Lunchbox, yours sucked. I mean, I felt bad for you.
Wow.
It was terrible.
Lunch, you go first.
Florida is the devil.
Florida. That was his headline.
Florida. Yeah. 3 years in a row, Florida sucks for vacation. 3 years ago, my son got put in the hospital with RSV for 6 days. Last year, second day there, one of my kids fell in the shower. Same kid. Busted his head open, had to get staples, so couldn't swim anymore. This year, second day, I wake up, 102.8 temperature.
You think Florida's the reason?
Florida is the reason.
You're always sick, though.
We go to Florida.
You're sick here every third day.
Nope. I wake up and I'm like, I eat breakfast. I don't feel too good. 3 days. Had to lay in bed because I was sick.
I'm sorry about that. That does stink.
I do feel like that could happen in any state, though.
Yeah. But it just seems to happen in Florida. RSV, 6 days, hospital. Staples, Florida.
But the Staples thing especially was just an accident in a bathtub that could have been anywhere.
Right. It was 1 year to the day that he checked into the hospital for RSV.
Yeah.
Like, 1 year to the day. That is unbelievable.
But he was probably sick before he got to Florida, you know, and that's when it happened.
But the stitches part happened a year later.
Staples, yeah. Well, and even when we were checking in the hospital, I said, oh, here we are 1 year ago again, huh? And they didn't laugh. And I was like, we're not even
They don't really do that whenever someone's coming in. It's bloody.
Yeah, and he had a big old hole in the back of his head. And then I just laid in bed for 3.5 days.
Did they have vacation without you?
Yep.
Of course they did.
And did you want them to?
No. I want them to be like, well, Dad can't go. Dad can't do anything. We should sit around and do nothing. But
man, they leave and you were just there sick by yourself?
They would leave. They'd come back. They'd stay there. They would grill. They would do whatever. And then they'd leave. And I was just holed up in the room sweating and like gross and feeling terrible and drinking water, drinking Gatorade, not eating anything.
Yeah, we've been sick. We know all this part, what happens there, but that does stink. I'm sorry that happened to you.
So, yeah, shout out Florida.
When did you get better?
I got better on, like, Thursday evening.
When did you get home?
Saturday.
So you had a full day of being okay?
I had, like, 2 days of, hey, let's... Like, I had 1 day at the beginning and, like, 1.5 days at the end.
Well, sandwich. Yeah, at least it wasn't all
just
that.
The meat, you were sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie, why'd your suck?
I went to Florida.
Oh, what do you know? Florida's the devil.
And I love the beach. I love the beach.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going for a whole week.
You went to Florida on vacation once or two and you got COVID.
Corona Cove. He couldn't go to Ray's bachelor party, but he'd go get COVID in Florida.
Eddie was the first one.
And that doesn't happen every time I go to Florida.
Okay.
So I go to Florida. Go to the beach. Man, I'm so excited. And when I go to the beach, I wake up at 5 a.m. every single day to go fishing at the beach. That's my thing. I love it. It's the crack of dawn. Third day we're there. I go outside to get my fishing stuff, and I look in the driveway, and I had parked my car on the street right in front of our house, and I look there, and I'm like, our car's not there. I had rented a brand new car.
Airbnb, you can stay, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, they stole our car.
Florida, the devil.
Florida is the devil.
Florida stole your car, dude. The state of Florida stole your car.
Florida, I run inside.
What are you doing, man?
I run inside, I wake my wife up, I'm like, they stole our car. Our car is gone. She's like, what are you talking about? My wife jumps out of bed. We both run outside. We both look. It was parked right there. It's not there. Oh my goodness, they stole our car. I was like, you know what? I what am I going to do? Call the cops right now? I'm just going to go fish. So I go, I'm like
wait. You thought your car was stolen?
I need an hour to decompress.
Okay.
I'm going to go fish. So I go and I see a tow truck sign, you know, like right there on the side of the street. I'm like, let me just call it just in case. I call the number. I'm like, do you have this vehicle? Yes, sir, we have it. They towed our car.
So it was your fault.
Because apparently it's written nowhere in our agreement that if you park on the street overnight, they can tow your car. And
Florida is the devil, man.
Hey, here's the kicker though. So I go, how much is it going to be? $500.
Oh, what? Florida!
$500!
That's crazy.
So then.
What state are we talking about again?
Florida!
Oh, man.
And then, so I go, fine, I'll go pick it up. It's about 45 minutes away. I'm like, what? The tow truck place is 45 minutes away? I drive 45 minutes.
How do you get there?
I get someone to take me because we're with another family.
Oh, good.
I get someone to take me. We show up. How much is it again? $500.
What? Crazy.
So I get my credit card.
Were there signs, though, around the house that said you can't?
No.
He just said there was a tow truck sign. That's how he got the number.
Well, no.
And that's my point. And he said it wasn't in the house agreement for the Airbnb, but you did see a sign.
The sign just said, like, unauthorized parking. What do you think the sign's supposed to say? It was in the front of the neighborhood.
But did you have...
You are authorized to park there.
I thought I was.
Okay.
So they should say that in the agreement. I agree.
I'm at the tow truck place. I'm like, all right, fine. $500. I get my credit card. She goes, you're not going to like this.
Cash.
Oh, no.
It's cash only.
What are you talking about?
Have you never been towed before?
I mean, probably 20 years ago.
They updated their system.
What state was it?
Florida!
It's the devil!
For the record.
She says, it's okay, though. There's an ATM machine next door. I'm like, fine. So I look at my wallet.
Do you have $500 cash? And you're...
I can probably get it from my ATM.
But even then, sometimes the ATM doesn't even give that much cash.
Well, I probably have to do two transactions. It doesn't matter. I look at my wallet. I don't have my ATM card.
Oh, my gosh. I forget what state.
Florida!
Okay.
So, I have to drive all the way back.
No, you don't just ask your buddy for it?
No, she didn't have money. She says, I don't have a card on me either.
Oh, my God.
So, I had to go all the way back, 45 minutes to my house, get the card from my wife, drive to get... I spent 5 hours dealing with this ordeal, and I spent $500.
Did you catch any fish?
No. Dang. Not a dang bite.
Dang. Man, if I just knew where I was trying to...
In Florida!
Florida.
Oh,
no, dang, okay, got it.
Terrible, never going back, are you?
No, I'll go back.
I like Florida.
I love Florida.
Yeah, me too. It's been pretty cool.
Devil.
No, I'm sorry that happened to you guys.
It was terrible, man.
We went to Maine and New Hampshire. It was a great time. But we were grilling. You never can believe this. I was in Florida. And no, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Did you get towed?
No. But
you get sick?
We have a new grill. And I'm not great on the grill. I'm okay. And this grill's really easy. And so I was like, oh, my wife was like, hey, we should grill. So we grilled something out the other day, just her and I. And then she's like, let's get the grill going again. No chance of rain. And so we texted one couple. And so they came over with their parents. And I'm like, come over. It pours rain. I got drenched. I stayed out and grilled everything. It poured the whole time. And all I could think about, that was the rain coming from Florida.
It did rain in Florida, let me tell you.
But that wasn't bad. I mean, my vacation was good. That's the only thing I had is it poured down rain while we were grilling. But
good for you.
Yeah, and that was good. Amy, you?
We had a staycation, so I loved it. It was great. I didn't have to travel with two kids. I just feel like sometimes you don't think staying home is going to be good for your soul. And it was for us. We went to the lake. We had more meals, like out, just kind of had fun, played more games together. So I feel like for me and Stashir and Stevenson, it was a really good time. And we normally go to Colorado every 4th of July. That's where we go. I've never been here before for the 4th. And it was really nice to just stay home because my sister came to visit us shortly after for her TV show. So there's no point in flying all the way to Colorado for like a day.
We went on the river on the 4th, on a boat.
Did you float?
No, we went on a boat. Oh. It was the Cumberland, so you could take a boat.
Oh, yeah, the big river.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And so there's nobody out there on the 4th of July. Usually the 4th is just jam-packed. If we got to the lake, that would have been the case. But we went out, wake surfed, and...
You can get in that water.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't know.
There were a couple, so every time, can WD-40 here and there. But other than that...
Yeah, for sure.
I grew up in water like that sometimes. That was all good by me. But yeah, we did that, and that was good. Dang. Forgot about that.
We should have stayed in town then.
Did it last?
Yeah. Hey, don't underestimate it.
Mm-hmm.
I did though. From tubing,
You came over too. We had a storm.
That was the day we lost power,
dude. Oh, we were up. There was a storm that hit, and it was just a rainstorm, not grill storm, but like 4 or 5 days before that. We have a massive tree in our front yard. Lightning and wind hit it. Gone.
Whoa.
Like, it broke in two huge places. Luckily, it didn't fall on the house. And so then we had to have somebody come and remove the whole tree from our front yard.
Dang.
Because the storm hit. We didn't have power for 24 hours or so. And we're okay. Guys, no GoFundMe. I'm okay. I don't need a GoFundMe.
You need cash?
But it was annoying. But for 24 hours. But yeah, we lost a tree. Rest in peace. We lost a tree.
Wow.
A whole tree. And then Amy didn't have power either. And we live close, so they just came over. And so we just all hung out. But... you know, it was like Abe Lincoln. We were straight candlelight.
Log cabin and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Except for Stashira, my daughter was the only one with a little charger thing, like a Mophie. What are those called? Portable chargers.
I was like, sure, how much for him?
Yes. She was the only one with charge and everyone was borrowing it. We couldn't find it for a minute. And I thought, oh my gosh, Bobby kept it.
No, I got blamed.
Come on.
I got blamed for keeping the charger. And I put it in her. We gave them some gifts that we had at the house for Amy's son and daughter that we hadn't seen in a little bit. So we gave them the gifts, and they had bags. And I put the Mophie in Stashira's bag. And all of a sudden I get a text back, do you have my charger? No, I don't have your charger. Yes, you do. We know you don't have power and you stole my charger.
I knew it.
In the bag.
Bobby can't stand being below 80%.
Right. Oh, like, drive me crazy.
Oh, gosh. He maybe just held on to it.
Well, I'm sorry Florida was rough for you guys. Yeah, maybe a good staycation.
Yeah, no,
had
I love it.
A good little trip, too.
I recommend it.
How many sides to a story?
Oh, three. There's the one person one, person two, and then the real story.
Yes, and I'm going to say that before I even read you this story. It's not the greatest look for Carly Pierce. And I saw it while it was happening. I laughed. I thought it was hilarious. Because even the little town was like griping at her. So there were storms. Let me just read you the blog before I give my personal thoughts. Because I was watching it while it was happening. And I was like, is this what's actually happening right this second, like an hour and a half north? So Jeffersonville, Indiana has issues with Carly Pierce over her last minute cancellation of a concert due to inclement weather and the $75,000 fee she was paid and contractually not obliged to return. Carly said the decision to cancel was made in consultation with the town and that she was never asked to return the performance fee. After the cancellation, multiple Jeffersonville officials offered public statements. Mayor Mike Moore called the situation disheartening and a city attorney stating the city is disappointed in Carly Pierce's decision. Officials also claim that Carly Pierce's team refused to reschedule the date, at least initially. And some fans pointed out Taylor Swift started a show in Cincinnati affected by the same weather system an hour early and was able to fulfill the appearance. Reports are the singer is now returning the money, though there is still a they said, she said aspect to the whole thing, with both sides saying anything that went down, they are saying differently from each other. That's from WHAS 11 ABC. There is an act of God clause in contracts. That if you can't do it and it storms and everybody's there, we still pay you. The thing is, the weather never got bad.
Yeah. Oh.
It potentially just
it potentially might have. And then Taylor, I saw Taylor announce too, hey, guys, I'm coming on an hour early so we can get in before the storm. I think the weather got bad later. But Taylor right up the road was like, massive show. Was like, hey, Twitter. Hey, guys, we're going to start an hour early. So get there so we can get the show in. And then I wish I had the tweet from the town. Because they, like, were giving it to Carly Pierce. And then people were like, it never even rained. Like, why don't you have the show? You could have gone on early. You could have got... And then apparently she kept the money, too. Which is hilarious.
But now she's...
Now she's giving it back, I think, because that's a bad PR move. The town also claimed they asked if she would come back at another time and perform a makeup show, and she declined.
Oh, no. It's worse.
That's so funny. I guess there are three sides of the story. Right, but the side that I was watching while it was happening, I was like, this is not good for Carly Pierce as it was happening.
Because I'm like, yeah, did she address that part? Like, she say, actually, I said, I can't pick a date at this time or maybe later.
Carly made a statement and she felt there was considerable misinformation about the issue. After the decision was made to pull the plug in her performance, Pierce says her and her team were offered final payment for the show on site, which is industry standard, but declined to accept the payment. Additionally, the advance deposit is in the process of being returned. That's what's up.
Dang.
Hilarious. The show could have happened.
I mean,
because it did. I mean, and I think the Taylor thing hurts too because Taylor made it happen.
Yeah.
Well, they said
a much bigger show, same weather system. Oh. It's the storm that knocked a tree down at my house. But it just came so much later. What do you see, Lunchbox?
They said, unfortunately, Carly Pierce refused the city's request.
Oh, this is it. This is it. Sorry, I'm sorry. Start over.
Start over.
This is a tweet?
Yeah. He found it.
They said, unfortunately, Carly Pierce refused the city's request for her to take the stage early as a way to get the show in and avoid the weather. Oh, man.
I thought there was something else on there, too.
But it's just like the city is disappointed in Carly Pierce's decision. And I'm trying to scroll through them if they have any more tweets. But that... They asked her to go on earlier and said, nah.
She's like, nah, we're good. Again, three sides, guys.
Yeah. Well, did she have plans earlier?
What? She probably wanted to go to the Taylor show.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I got a way to get out of this. Go watch Taylor now. Let's do a Scuba Steve suggests. Scuba's our executive producer. Oh, he gets to pick the bit. We just do the bit regardless, blindly. Scuba Steve, how are you?
Pretty good, man. This is a really good one, though. This involves everyone here in the show, and you have a chance to win $650 million.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh.
How was your vacation, by the way?
It was nice. My family's back in San Francisco, so I'm lonely for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone, yeah. So I'm happy to be back and see people again. So...
Oh, he's
so you were at home by yourself?
I've been at home by myself all week. Just doing nothing.
Why don't you text me? Huh? I was here for most of the week.
Oh, yeah. I was just like watching TV and movies and things
like
that.
But do you like that? Where you have it?
I kind of like the alone time. Yeah, I didn't mind it. Yes. I went to the gym. It was nice.
I saw you going back to the gym for the first time in years.
First time in 2 years, almost 3 years. Yeah.
Don't go too hard because you'll be so sore and you'll be like, I don't like this, and you'll stop going.
Well, it's too late. I already got really sore, but I'm still going to go though. I'm not giving up on it.
Okay. All right. What is your bid?
So my thing is the Powerball jackpot is tonight. Oh. It's the 9th largest in history. I want to bring back Scuba's Lucky Balls. All I need is $20 from everyone on the show to put it in, and we have a chance to win $650 million tonight.
Of course, I'm in. I'm gonna contribute.
I don't want to be in, but now that he said it, I have to do it because if I don't do it,
and we win.
You
win.
Yeah. Well, you said in the past if it's over $500 million, you'll entertain the offer. So we're well over that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do
$20.
He doesn't sound so excited. It's a lot of freaking money.
No. We feel like you kind of trapped us.
I just don't. I don't like you taking credit for the lottery. I am the lottery person.
You're terrible at it. Every time we play with you, we lose. We lose more.
Maybe we should do the bit with the scratch offs, but Scuba gets the tickets the next time.
I'm down for that too. But this is immediate though. This is big money.
Big money. Okay.
I'm in. Of course I'm in. But it is. Lunchbox's lottery pool.
No, Scuba's Lucky Balls.
No, Scuba's Lucky Balls.
Who's getting the... Who is not in? Mike's not in. Good for you. Smart play.
Smart.
Morgan, are you in?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Ray?
In.
Okay. Yep. Mike, you're the only one.
We're all
dude.
In. Just...
You're still good?
All right.
Okay. Well, if we win the big amount, I'll give Mike $1 million. I'll shave some off.
You're saying that right now. Yeah, well, then I don't even want to play, and I'll just take $1 million.
Well, it's too late. You guys are already in.
Wait. You'll give him $1 million out of your portion.
Out of my portion,
thank
yes.
you.
He works hard. He deserves it.
He can grab mine.
Okay.
Scuba's
Lucky Balls. We'll give you the cash. Okay, all right, cool. There it is. Thank you, Scuba.
You're welcome.
The only problem is he doesn't have Venmo. Gosh.
No, you got to give him cash.
Cash only.
Oh. I just pulled up Venmo.
Sorry.
Sorry, money not gone. Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Minnesota. A 19-year-old man walked into a restaurant, and you're thinking, oh, he robbed the place. No, he pulled out a bunch of Skittles and started pegging people. Boom! Boom! Hitting employees, hitting customers, just throwing Skittles at everyone. So they call 911, he flees, and there were Skittles everywhere.
He fleed?
Yeah.
He'd run from the cops for a Skittle... Like, I feel like that's going to get you in trouble more than the Skittles is.
Yeah.
It was an unprovoked attack, and they found him about a block away, arrested the 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Did he have any other charges against him for any other reason, like outstanding warrants? Because this is
He had been arrested the week before for possession of LSD
and something's
marijuana.
Up. Wow. It's just walking in and chunking Skittles.
Yeah,
that's just not, you don't do that by itself, isolated.
That's pretty funny, though.
It's not like I'm living a healthy life. I'm very fulfilled. You know what? I'm going to go chunk some Skittles and run.
He yelled, taste the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at a picture
of
him. He looks 12. He looks like a kid, but he's got face tattoos.
Huh. Mm.
He looks, if you were to say how old is this kid, I'd say 14, but face tattoos. You know, speaking of getting arrested, you know when I told you guys a story? I got a ticket for talking on the phone in my car. Do you guys remember this?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago. And what I was saying was, I felt bad for the cop that he had to pull me over because I was doing it. I couldn't get my Bluetooth to connect. I was on the phone. I was talking. And he pulled me over, and I immediately was like, I'm at the mercy of the law. I was talking on the phone. I will take the ticket. It was a whole thing. And my only point was I felt bad that the police officer had to pull me over because their lives are in danger every single time, even for knuckleheads like me. He's got to pull over. Guess who I ran into at the Opry 2 nights ago?
The cop.
Officer?
Yeah.
Really?
Three nights ago.
Did you kick him out?
No. He was... I escorted him out.
Exactly.
So he's in full state trooper uniform. And, you know, backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, it's wide open. Everybody just talks to everybody. There are no rules. There's no hierarchy of Garth Brooks or the person that's replacing the sweet tea. You're back there. You deserve to be back there. Everybody's cool. And so I'm walking around just talking to people and taking pictures with people. And he says, hey, how's it going? And I say, good. And he says, I'm officer whatever. I say, hey, really great to meet you. And for me, I really enjoyed telling police officers that I appreciate them because they're risking their life all the time. And I say, hey, I really appreciate what you do. And he goes, you know, do I look familiar to you? And right then I thought, are you my dad? But it wasn't. It wasn't.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it wasn't my dad. But that's where my head goes every time an older man says, do I look familiar to you? And so I said, I don't know. He goes, I pulled you over like a few weeks ago. And I said, oh, you gave me the ticket for talking on my phone. And he said, yeah. He said, my dispatch called me the next day and said, did you give Bobby Bones a ticket for talking on his phone? He goes, that's who that was? And I said, don't feel bad. I was doing it. And I'm just saying this to gas myself up. He said, "You're the nicest person I've ever pulled over because you said I did it. I'll take the ticket."
Well, yeah.
He said, I never had anybody be like, "Please give me the ticket and you're safe. I'm not going to do anything. Just please, I deserve it." And he said, I left going, "Well, that was weird." And so we talked and he said, "Did you pay it or you do?" I was like, "Yeah, I paid it. I deserved it." And then that was it.
So what are the odds he was at the Opry?
So what happened was somebody was doing security and they called in sick. So I guess they just called a police officer to come do security. And so it was him.
Wow.
And then him and I talked for a bit.
That's crazy.
I didn't throw any Skittles or anything. I didn't get arrested. But it just reminded me when we were talking about the cop story. I ran into the police officer that took me to the big house.
You didn't go to the big house.
Yeah, I felt like it though. Yeah, I felt like one step away.
Whatever. He just described you as one step away. I was right there.
Any minute I could have gone to jail. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news countdown.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Here we go, number three.
Number three.
A man in Connecticut got shot while driving his car on Tuesday, but he's okay after his cell phone stopped the bullet. He was only grazed by it. Last we heard, the cops are still looking for the shooter, but a cell phone saved him. That's crazy.
Was he talking on it?
That's a good plan. I don't know.
All right, because that's illegal.
He's in his pocket?
I would think it was in his...
It better be.
I think it was in his pocket. Oh, true.
I mean, you can't hold that phone up to your face.
That's how he gets a ticket?
Saves his life, but...
Dang, that would be crazy. That would be hilarious. Okay, next one up.
Number two.
A New Jersey man was reunited with his high school class ring over five decades later when another man found it while snapping pictures. Here's Jim Keeling talking about getting his ring back so many years later.
51 years later, this is happening. I just still can't believe it. I said, "Jim, that's got to be you that they're looking for. The ring was in decent shape. I'm going to wear it. I mean, this is just phenomenal. I mean, I'll wear it."
He's pumped. That guy's excited. Let's go to number one.
Number one.
A firefighter in Florida just adopted a baby that was left outside his station back in January. Someone left the baby in a safe haven baby box, which a lot of fire departments have now. He's the one who found her. Her name is Zoe. She's 5 months old. He and his wife have been trying to have kids for over a decade. They're thrilled. So he says he saw Zoe and was like, "Yep, that's it."
That was
the good news countdown.
And that's the show. Amy, what's up today? Anything?
My sister is in town and she leaves today, so probably just hanging out with her until she flies. What about you?
She flies.
So she has to go back to Colorado. What about you?
I have a private event tonight.
Oh.
Not dirty.
Not talking about that.
Don't tell
me
more.
It's not dirty. It's just like a private. It's a private, as we call it. It's a comedy event for a major corporation.
Wow.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, it's the best. I don't talk about them a lot, but it's the best because it pays you way more than if you're doing your own show. Because it's a company just going, "We'll like to have anybody. We'll pay extra." And it's here. They're almost never in Nashville. And so it's here tonight. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'll say except I got very fortunate. I'm going to go do it and I'm going to have some money when it's over. But I'm going to go do a good job. That's it for me. Eddie, quickly.
Yeah, I have a car is coming for me. I have a car, Crossroads Ford from North Carolina, sending me a car. So I'm going to pick it up at noon.
Here?
Yeah, it's a Ford Mach-E. I'm going to have it for a week. I'm pumped.
What's a Mach-E?
It's an electric SUV.
Oh, that's cool. Lunchbox? Yeah.
Nap. Gotcha. I need a nap.
Good.
You know?
Good for your first day back. Yeah.
Worn out.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are,
mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.